Hey everyone, thank you for joining us for episode 3 of The Corn Stock. I want to take this minute to tell you more about our brand partners. Our first brand partner is Canva. If you're looking for a platform that allows you to create great designs for your social media postings, for your brochures, for your presentations, Canva is the platform for you. Our second partner we love to thank is Namecheap. If you're looking for excellent hosting, with great pricing, with great security, and great customer service, Namecheap is the hosting platform for you. Our third partner we love to thank is Placeit by Envo. Placeit by Envo is a DIY platform that allows you to create mockups for your designs and website. And our last partner we love to thank is Umbra. If you're looking for a UI platform as you're doing your remodeling and design, Umbra is the platform for you. It allows you to sketch out your design. So we highly recommend you check out our brand partners. By supporting them, you are supporting us. Thank you guys and enjoy the episode.
Internal, police station jail, morning. In a secluded part of the station stand three jail cells meant for temporary confinement. Richards approaches the bars of the only occupied one. Inside is a toilet and a bed, and Silver Queen, who sits perfectly upright on the end of the bed, facing away from the bars. Their makeup has run in streaks from tears. The sheets are neatly folded on the other end of the bed.
How'd you sleep? Were you warm enough?
Silver Queen does not move.
I'm sorry we had to do this to you.
A lady never lets indignities break her spirit.
Oh, stop being such a drama. Look, I know you didn't do it. You know you didn't do it. But you know something.
Silver Queen does not move or answer.
Why won't you talk? Please, anything will help. Please.
Silver Queen remains perfectly still. The radio at Richard's hip crackles to life.
What now?
She listens and turns back to the bars.
I have to investigate this. I'm not sure when I'll be back. I'll let you go as soon as you tell me what you know.
Silver Queen is silent. Richards turns away from the bars. Silver Queen turns to watch her go.
Please, stay safe out there, Chief.
Thank you.
She leaves. Silver Queen, alone in the cell, starts crying again. External. Cornfield. Late morning. Richards drives up in the cop car, and she and Flint get out. They see Cornelius out in the field, pointing a shotgun.
Morning, Cornelius.
Glad you could make it. Would you mind hauling away this junkie?
Flint and Richards look further into the field and see that Cornelius' shotgun is pointed at Jimmy. Jimmy's hands are up, and there is a tub of fertilizer on the ground next to him.
Hi, Chief.
Jimmy. Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Chief. It wasn't your fault. I... No, you tried to help us.
We'll have to bring you in. Flint?
Flint cuffs Jimmy and Cornelius lowers his gun. Flint recites the Miranda rites and puts Jimmy in the back of the cop car. Flint comes back from the car with a styrofoam coffee cup. He offers it to Richards.
Coffee?
Where did you even get that from?
Jimmy's got the good stuff.
You brought that from the office this morning, didn't you?
Flint raises his eyebrows and drinks the coffee. Richards turns to Cornelius and opens her notepad.
What happened here?
Well, see, lately I've been noticing this dead patch in the field. Weird colors in it, too. I had a feeling somebody was dumping.
Richards crouches and examines the tub of fertilizer that was next to Jimmy. It's the same brand that Cornelius was using, but there's a dark color around the cap.
I wouldn't touch that, Chief. The stuff I use don't look like that.
Flint, grab some gloves and let's bring this to the lab. Cornelius, will you show us the dead patch?
External. Cornfield dead patch. Morning. Cornelius walks them to a section at the back of the field. There's a small clearing where no stalks grow. The dirt there is tainted in dark, purplish colors.
I don't know what this is, but I ain't touching that neither.
I see what you mean. We'll probably have to call up some sort of environmental cleanup group.
Dang! They gonna destroy the field?
Well, if it's left like this, it'll probably get destroyed either way.
We'll give them a call for you and see what they say. It might be a few days before they can get out here. We're pretty remote.
Yeah. City always gets priority. Thanks for the help, folks.
Call us if you need anything else.
Cornelius walks away. Flint finishes his coffee, crouches, and uses the cup to scoop up the tainted dirt.
What's that for?
Science.
Great science. That sample's contaminated with coffee now.
I'm improvising.
Richards and Flint walk back to the cop car.
What now?
Stop at the station, drop off Jimmy, make some calls. Then let's pay Huskins a visit.
Called it.
Internal, warehouse, afternoon. Richards and Flint barge in. A group of warehouse workers are arguing over a box of fertilizers that was stabbed with a forklift and leaking everywhere. Huskins breaks away from the group and runs towards the two cops.
Officers, this isn't the right time. We're in the middle of—
Huskins, are you aware that your product is being used in meth production?
What?
Stuff it, Huskins. We know you're not telling us plenty.
We found out you have a master's degree in chemical engineering. Kind of weird for someone with that education to work in PR.
All right, fine. I'm doing this part-time while I'm working on my doctorate.
This isn't just for money, is it?
It's for my thesis, yes. But funding is hard to come by. If corporations offer it, I'm not going to say no. It's the most lucrative option.
Except for drugs.
No! Not drugs! I don't know anything about drugs!
Really? This no-name warehouse tucked away in a small town, lots of shipments of free samples going out in unmarked trucks?
Look, do you have a warrant? Search our files, our computers, all you want. We don't make or distribute drugs. If people are using our product against recommended usage, then that's my job to handle that. We have a professional reputation to uphold.
Flint snorts. Huskins whirls around and storms into an office, slamming the door behind her.
This is getting into the DEA's jurisdiction, isn't it?
Right. Let's head out.
External. Greenfield back roads. Sunset. Richards and Flint drive on a long, straight road, bordered by cornstalks on either side. The sun is setting. Richards, driving, sighs.
Think she's lying?
It's not that. Just thinking of Gary.
It's not like we can hold him much longer anyway.
Yeah, but it just seems like we're going around in circles, getting no closer. If you'd at least tell us.
The sun dips below the horizon. Richards hits the brakes and the car stops. She rolls down her window and looks out.
What is it?
The wind.
Flint rolls down his window and sticks his hand out.
There isn't any.
No. But those cornstalks were moving.
She jumps out of the car and approaches the edge of the field, hand on her gun. Flint gets out too and grabs the car radio.
Chief?
She reaches out and moves aside some stalks. Flint watches as she steps in. She disappears, and only the movement of the cornstalks is visible. She steps back out of the field and calls to Flint.
There's nothing out there!
Something unseen grabs her ankle and drags her in. She screams.
Chief!
He runs into the field. Pushing aside stalks, he suddenly comes face to face with Richards in the grip of a corn monster. It has no visible face, just a human-like form, made out of corn foliage. Flint shouts and points his gun. He aims at the monster, but Richards, flailing, keeps him from getting a clear shot. Richards lands a kick and punch, which causes the monster to drop her. She rolls away. Flint grabs his taser and shocks the monster to no effect.
Taser not working!
The monster swings its fist and knocks away Flint. Richard swings her legs and kicks out the monster's feet. It falls to the ground. Richard jumps on its back and handcuffs it. Flint sits up, rubbing his head. As the monster struggles under Richard's, it rips out the handcuffs and knocks her away. She's left with a pile of shredded corn leaves in her hands.
What?
The monster swings at Flint again, who dodges. Richard pulls out her gun and shoots the monster to no effect. It turns on her and grabs her again.
Flint, get help!
I can't leave you.
Do it!
Flint runs towards the road and reaches the cop car. He activates the lights and siren and picks up the radio.
This is Flint to HQ. We're on East 42nd Street. I need backup.
The monster turns towards the sound of the siren, drops Richards, and runs to the road. Richards gets up and runs after it.
Upon seeing the approaching monster, Flint jumps in the car and slams shut the door. The monster runs to the car and smashes its arms against the vehicle, jostling it. Flint turns the key, hits the gas, and drives away.
Flint, I swear!
The monster turns and moves to grab her again. She dodges. Flint does a K-turn and aims the car at the monster. He blasts the horn, and the monster turns towards the car. Richards runs off a road as Flint hits the gas. The front of the vehicle smashes into the monster and knocks it down. Richards runs to the monster now lying on the ground and hits it repeatedly with her nightstick. Flint parks, jumps out of the car, and joins Richards in pulverizing the monster with his nightstick. The monster stops moving and both Richards and Flint stop also, breathing heavily. Richards reaches into the pile of corn foliage and moves it around.
Nothing. There's nobody in there.
Richards and Flint look at each other.
Well, that explains the lack of DNA evidence.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't explain anything. What is this?
Corn?
Obviously.
So what now? We bring this back to the station?
I guess.
Flint pops the trunk of the cop car and the two of them throw the pile of corn stalks in. They look at each other and close the trunk. Internal, police station hallways, night. Richards and Flint burst in the door. Cobb is sitting in the waiting area and stands when he sees them.
Chief, you're back. Listen now, you better...
Can it, Cobb? Flint, will you keep an eye on him?
Flint puts his hand on Cobb's arm.
Sir, we need you to wait here.
But...
Richards hurries onward. Internal, police station jail, night. Jimmy lays on the bed of his cell, hands folded on his chest, as if he were in a psychiatrist's office. Silver Queen sits on their bed in the adjacent cell, filing their nails.
It's just... I'm weak, you know? I'm just not strong enough to stay away from what feels good. And now I'm paying for it.
I don't agree that you're weak. I think you're just afraid of the responsibility of being better.
Dude.
Richards rushes in and grabs the bars of Silver Queen's cell.
You knew! You knew the whole time there was a monster!
Of course. I know everything that comes out at night.
Why didn't you tell me?
Silver Queen stops and looks at her.
If I had told you there was a killer corn monster on the loose, would you have believed me?
Good point.
Yeah, I saw it too, Chief.
I'm sorry, you two.
Nah, don't sweat it. I didn't believe myself either. When I saw that thing, I thought I was high.
Jimmy, what do you know about this monster?
Sorry, Chief. I got nothing.
Gary?
I've only seen it at night, and it's attracted to noise.
That doesn't matter. I think we got it. It's in our trunk.
We're safe, then?
I wish we could say that for sure.
Where did that thing come from, anyway?
We don't know. That's what worries me.
Richards takes her keys out and unlocks Silver Queen's cell.
You're free to go.
Silver Queen walks out and goes to Jimmy's cell.
Remember, you are a member of the community, and you can make a difference in it. No matter how humble, you are part of something greater than yourself.
Jimmy reaches out between the bars and grasps Silver Queen's hand.
Thanks, dude. Talk soon.
Silver Queen turns to Richards.
I'm sorry we put you through that.
Jimmy is a lovely boy.
No, I meant arresting you.
Silver Queen giggles.
Do you think that was my first time behind bars?
Richards leads the way down the hall, with Silver Queen sauntering behind.
Wait, what kind of bars?
Both.
Internal, police station hallways, night. As Richards enters the waiting area, Flint and Cobb stand up. Silver Queen rushes ahead of her and embraces Cobb.
Polly!
Thank God, Gary!
Cobb looks over at Richards and Flint, staring at them. Cobb stiffens, gives Silver Queen a hearty clap on the back, and pushes them away.
Oh, Chief! You better have found the killer, because this is downright unacceptable!
Actually, Cobb, we did.
What? Well, who was it?
It's... hard to explain. Flint, let's grab the evidence.
Shall we?
Wait. I want to see what they came up with.
Richards and Flint head outside as Silver Queen and Cobb take a seat. External, Police Station, night. Richards and Flint leave the building and walk across the parking lot to the cop car parked nearby.
Got any ideas?
What?
All we have is a trunk full of corn. What do we say to Cobb?
How about we show him the dash cam?
Oh, that's right. Thanks. Christ, it's been a long day.
Just relax, Chief. We got this.
They pop the trunk. The once pulverized corn stalks have reshaped themselves back into an approximately human-shaped form. They both scream and jump back. Richards pulls out her gun and shoots the monster. It does not move.
What was that supposed to do?
I don't know!
Well, stop yelling then!
I'm not...
They look down at the monster.
It's not moving.
For now.
Let's get it inside.
We got something to tie it up?
They look at each other. Internal. Police station hallways. Night. Richards and Flint enter, dragging the body of the monster, which is now restrained with a straitjacket. Cobb jumps to his feet and Silver Queen stands.
What the hell is that?
That's what we're trying to find out.
You said it's dead?
We're not sure, actually.
We pulverized it real good, but it seems to be getting better.
Is that who?
That's the thing. It's not a person. It's corn. Just corn.
Corn? That kills people?
Yep.
Well, somebody has to be responsible, not corn.
We're taking it to the lab to see if we can find anything.
Lab? What lab? You have a glorified closet and a few test kits.
Cobb, if you want to discuss the town budget.
No! If we have some sort of monster, then this is far bigger than either of you can handle. Gary, let's go.
Cobb storms out. Silver Queen follows, turns, and blows a kiss.
Ta-ta. Good night, all.
The door shuts behind them.
He has a point. Where are we putting this thing? A cell?
Nope. If it can squeeze out of handcuffs, it can get out of a cell. Like everything else, we improvise. Clear off that desk. We're going to be here for a while.
Great.
They get to work.